when they are having some kind of an aha moment, when they are realizing that they're not the only person who has a particular interest or a particular feeling, when they realize that something that their body is doing is okay, is natural, is normal. I mean, normal is really such a useless word when it comes to bodies because we're all so different. But nobody wants to think that they are the only one of anything. And because we don't talk about these topics, a lot of folks do feel alone. So being able to talk about these things and just normalize everything from different forms of interests, different feelings, that just feels really powerful to be able to be part of that for people and sort of help people along on their exploration journeys.
So Stella, what do your students say about your classes?
You know, I mean, the positive feedback definitely is one of the things that, that keeps educators going. And, you know, I love hearing from folks that they learned something they had never thought about before. Or, you know, as I said, folks who realize that that they are okay, that they aren't alone. You know, I even had a class once where somebody ended up crying in class when they, you know, saw something that I had shown because they realized that, yeah, that they were normal, that they were okay. So that, yeah, that is some of the really powerful stuff I hear that, that keeps me doing this work.
Why is this work important?
I think that this work is important because I think that, you know, sexual wellness, sexual well-being, being in healthy relationships is absolutely essential to somebody's overall well-being and health and happiness. And I just don't think that a lot of this information is coming from other places the way that I think it should. I think, again, as the title of the course suggests, I think a lot of this should have been taught in schools. I think that people should be getting age-appropriate sex education, you know, from day one. A lot of this should be available in high school. A lot of it should be available in college. And certainly all of it should be readily available when you're an adult. And that information just isn't available to folks. And so you have people not understanding what they need to be healthy and happy, whether that is the kind of relationship that they want to have, whether it is something to do with the kind of sex they want to have. And I think that just affects everything in somebody's day-to-day life and how satisfied and happy they are.
Stella Harris, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.
That was Stella Harris from Portland Underground Grad School. She is a certified intimacy educator, sex coach, mediator, and author. If you're interested in finding out more information about PUGS, please go to PUGSPDX.com. They offer courses this coming term under Sex Ed for Adults, Financial Freedom, Rewilding, Tree Allyship, and Finding the Great Work of Your Life. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Dave Johnson.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
Support for KBOO comes from its members and from 988 Oregon, a public service helping those who are feeling sad, struggling with alcohol or drug use, or just need someone to talk to. Trained counselors are able to listen and provide support 24/7. Confidential support is available by text or phone call to 988. More information is available at 988oregon.org.
Support for KBOO comes from our members and from the Urban League of Portland, celebrating its 80th anniversary as a local civil rights organization. Urban League PDX provides housing, education, healthcare, and career services to local communities. Membership information at ulpdx.org.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack, and with me as always is Nick. Nick, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing actually pretty good. It's nice and warm. It was pretty cool the past few days over here. I was feeling too much like fall. Glad we're getting, you know, dosage of sun. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I am glad we have had like a week or two to cool off from the insane heat waves we had back to back. I hope it is going to be a warm fall. I like a warm, cozy fall. You know, you can smell the leaves a little better. You don't have to wear like a heavy jacket or anything. Just like a nice cardigan, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just a light jacket.
Just a light jacket. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's not a ton to talk about, but we're just going to catch you up on what's going on over here with us. A lot of stuff happening in the country, obviously. Man, I don't even know what that. But we do want to highlight an event that's happening from Friends of Noise. Nick, can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, there's going to be an event happening if you're in the Portland local area. It's called So You Got Bars. It's a young MC competition. There's going to be a bunch of MCs battling against one another. It starts this Friday, the 19th of September, 5 to 8 at the Renaissance Commons, which is at 2133 North Argyle Street here in Portland. If you have a chance to go, cool. There's going to be some really cool MCs there. Personally, I've heard of one of the judges, Jay Baby, and I've heard of somebody who's competing, Showrilla, who's a native MC. He's pretty fun. So if you have a chance to go check it out, that'd be cool.
Yay! Yeah, that sounds like an awesome event. This is an all-ages event, by the way. Friends of Noise is an amazing local organization that just now got their first brick-and-mortar building, and their goal is to uplift youth voices in music and help train them and provide all kinds of community services in helping them learn how to live their dreams if they want to pursue a music career. They have all kinds of classes and things, so definitely check them out at Friends of Noise, that's Noise with a Z, on most social media platforms. We will also be posting the flyer for this event on our Facebook page, facebook.com/RoseCityNativeRadio. So tell your friends, tell your other friends, tell your family, come on down and help support these young kids who are fighting to achieve their dreams. It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah,
it should be. I love that stuff like that's happening.
Yeah, it should be a really good time. I hope I am able to make it. It's a little bit out of the ways where I live, but, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that these kind of continue and we get more. It's really exciting to know that there's natives that are going to be there as well, traveling out for this. So that's cool. Just get more native talent out here. We need it. No shade to anyone here. Like, I would love just more indigenous people performing it here. That's
agree.
All I'm saying. In other pretty big, I would say earth-shattering native news, the Gathering of Nations powwow is ending in 2026. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gathering of Nations is, if nobody knows out there, one of the largest powwows, like, in the world, basically. It happens every April in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is a huge event. It is a very touristy, large event for natives and non-natives alike. I think it was reported that like over 100,000 people come to go to it. Mm-hmm. And it's been around for like 43 years,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so huge. They even have, I believe, they have like a live stream of it. Like, you can watch it online as well. it's one of the big events in our communities in the country, and yeah, I think you're right, potentially even in the world. Nick, have you ever been to Gathering of Nations?
I've been a few times. It's past couple of decades. Yeah, past couple of decades I've been a few times. Most recently was in 20... Was it last year? Yeah, I went last year. It's a really interesting event. There have been, like, I've heard from people, like, reasonings on why it should not be there and other reasonings on why it should be there, but you can't knock the fact that this is an event where, like, thousands of natives come, and it's across the board too. Like, they've expanded it to basically, like, if you're indigenous, please come, please join. They had a whole section when I had gone to, like, highlight, like, the Pacifica, Micronesian, Polynesian, indigenous peoples across the board over there. And so, like, it's definitely evolved from probably what it was back then. And I think, and my question is, or at least I'm just very surprised it's happening, because this feels like it came out of nowhere. And yeah. At least in my little quick review of, like, I heard about it and I texted all my family. It's like, did you hear this? Can you believe it? In my quick little haste of trying to figure out why, I couldn't find an answer. A couple articles that I did read about it was just that the officials stated that it was time, and that the theme for this last one in 2026 is the last dance. It's a huge staple for New Mexico. It's a huge staple for Albuquerque. And I really hope that something, an iteration, does continue, except Native ran and Native beginnings, you know? Just because the founder is a non-Native person, and that was part of the argument from the people I know stating why it shouldn't exist, is that there's a huge exploitation of culture, and that the owners were about money rather than about the people. But unfortunately, I don't know enough. This is all just hearsay from people I know. So,
right.
How do you feel about it? Have you gone?
No. I've always wanted to, but I've also heard from other folks who have gone that it's kind of chaotic.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
it is so chaotic.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, 100,000 people, it's going to be really crammed. It's going to be just a little bit of overstimulation. I have been very curious about it, though, and I have always wanted to theoretically check it out. I've had friends who have vended at that powwow and have danced at the powwow, things of that nature. I remember a few years ago, there was also a big deal when they finally recognized and welcomed two-spirited people into the circle, and that was only like a handful of years ago, I think, like maybe 7 or so years ago. But yeah, I mean, it, you know, it has this huge reputation, and has for a very long time, and it's grown obviously since 1990, a little past that, honestly, but it has been like the place to be. Anyone who's, you know, all the famous natives have like been there and then some, right? They've had even like artists, like they had Outkast come and perform. I believed 2004, I think it was, something like that. But anyways, or maybe they didn't. Oh, they were invited. Excuse me. Outcast was invited by musical artist Lightfoot, who is native. But things of that nature, they've had, they used to have a scholarship fund many years ago. And it was the Gathering of Nations, Nations Scholarship Fund, basically. But that ended when they stopped doing the powwow at University of New Mexico back in 2017. But the scholarship had been going on for 27 years and supporting like many, many Native students. So it has also been a force for good, raising funds for different Native American organizations. The big thing to me, though, my big question is, right? Gathering of Nations has always been an association with Miss Indian World. Like, that's the spot, right? And so now I'm not sure where they're going to be, like, where their new home is going to be, you know, for Miss Indian World. But, I mean, we'll see. Everything is so up in the air. And, yeah, it's hard. It's hard since, like, yeah, there's no reason, really. Like, there hasn't been any kind of communication with it as to what's happening. But a lot of speculation. Hopefully, we'll get some answers. And honestly, though, like, there's a possibility we just won't.
That's okay.
Unfortunately.
From the very little I know on the opposite side, because I don't perform, I don't vend there, but the things that I hear is that, and I've looked this up as well, and I couldn't find anything in regard to Gathering Nations stating that they pay these performers, and I think that was the major issue, is that, also, I mean, like, your ticket is a bit expensive to go even experience any of it. It's a...
How much are the tickets?
I think it's like $60+ for the entire time, which I mean, granted, it's a multi-day thing, but also it's still a lot of money to see and experience your friends. I mean you go to cons, so it's kind of like that, where if like the price of the ticket outweighs the value you're getting out of being there, you know? And I think that's kind of where we're at, where there's no innovation, I think. There's no, like, what's the next iteration? And hopefully, like, maybe hopefully one of the tribes in the area, or maybe another tribe in another area, will pick it up and say, hey, we'll host everyone and we'll make it a more communal kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, we'll see, because, I mean, it's... So, Gathering of Nations is actually a 501c3. I didn't know that. So, I'm not sure if... I mean, I think it will come back, just not under the Gathering of Nations name. Maybe a different version of it, hopefully, will happen. I mean, it would be amazing to have that space still. Also, in reading more about this, Miss Indian World will not be continuing after 2026. It's going to be on hiatus, possibly permanently, but that's the current thing right now. It says here that they're both Gathering of Nations and Miss Indian World pageant are copywritten and can't be produced without the consent of Gathering of Nations Limited, the organization. Looking here, it says that there is... Wait. I'm looking here. Okay, so the current outgoing ceremony for Miss Indian World, who is currently Miss Indian World, will be in April of next year. And there will not be a current another Miss Indian World pageant for 2026. So it looks like, according to their FAQ here, Miss Indian World is going to be on hiatus indefinitely. So there will be no longer a Miss Indian World pageant as well. So two big things that we are losing in the community. And, you know, like you said too, like Gathering of Nations has had its fair share of controversy and criticism, which is fair. I can understand that. You know, it has become this bigger thing that is, you know, commercialized. I mean, they have like all kinds of sponsors, Wells Fargo, American Airlines, like sponsors this, like crazy sponsors. And again, this is huge, so it makes sense, right? You would need sponsors, and lots of them to make this thing happen. But some folks have been kind of upset with how commercialized it is. I know Wells Fargo has some controversy with our community, I believe, related to the Keystone Pipeline and some other things. But yeah, either way, it's still really sad to see this institution leave. And it was a really cool space, like you mentioned, like internationally, to have folks come and be together in ceremony and just like interact and share culture. So, and Albuquerque's losing a huge event. You know, they're losing a lot of income with that as well. So we'll see what happens once this last powwow happens, and see who, if anyone, takes up, you know, the responsibility to keep this gathering going. If Miss, you know, the future of Miss Indian World, I don't know if we can even do Miss Indian World. If that's, I believe that's copywritten. So, you know, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's still a lot of things up in the air, even though, you know, it's just basically what new incarnation of these things will arise because of this, I think, is my main curiosity with it. Sad to see it go. Sad I couldn't go, but happy hearing other people's stories and experiences of it. And I will definitely do my best to catch the live stream of the powwow when it happens. Yeah, so that's one of the big things happening now. Again, it is sad to see, but yeah. It's weird to see such a, I don't know. I've heard of Gathering Nations forever, right? It's always been the big thing. I mean, hence Gathering of Nations, but yeah. Yeah. I don't know, Nick, any other thoughts with that? I mean, again, you're from New Mexico, so I'm sure you've seen your fair share of, I mean, obviously you've been, but also just the chaos, like, in New Mexico as a whole, as all of these people come, a huge influx of people, basically.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be a vacuum of space for something like this, and I hope one of the tribes picks it up or has the ability to do so, or perhaps it becomes a traveling thing and goes from casino to casino, you know?
That'd be cool.
Just because there's the qualms I hear are the organizers aren't native or from native roots, that it's difficult to sometimes get to Albuquerque if you live from a tribe that's far away, that compensation isn't adequate, if any, and that booth prices are exorbitant, and then you get the tourism aspect. And I know you've vended before, you've made items, I've made items, talking to non-natives who want to buy certain items, and they're like, oh my god, $60, and you're like, yeah, because it's handmade. Yes. And I made it, and it takes a lot more time than you think. So mm-hmm. I just hope that I think what I like about Gathering of the Nations is the intangible aspect that it is a gathering for those far and wide to congregate and be able to meet in a space. And that's what I would like to see. But yeah, sucks for Albuquerque tourism. It's there's a, if you are from Albuquerque or live have gone through it. There's a billboard on I-40, let's say 3 miles after you enter the first exit of Albuquerque. It's the Gathering of Nations billboard, and every year they keep that billboard and they always update it. And it's, I think it's just going to be funny about, you're like, oh, it's going to change to something else now.
A lot of changes in Indian country. We're losing Miss Indian World. We're losing a huge powwow. And we're losing a billboard that we know and love. It's real sad. Real sad day.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are my thoughts.
Okay, that's fair. So make sure either get your tickets or, you know, tune in online for the end of an era, really.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio here on 90.7 FM, KBOO Portland.
From the stars, won't you look for a moment? I'm not true. creating loud nights with the lights that illuminate the sights of forgotten things. Jaws locked and so is the door. No time for rest, so I'll go back for more. My bed's not around, so I'll sleep on the floor. So used to waking up tired and sore. Drink. You should stay home more, that's just what I think. I see the stuff under your nose, is that why you're not blinking?
Up, we'll never be defeated. The only chains around my neck are medallions beaded. Our treaties are broken, these lands are unceded. They use us as tokens, we're still being mistreated. They're always selling us a dream that we don't believe in. Until we have our own government, we'll never be even. They didn't know that white paper dissolves in the rain, and all their weapons and bullets can fight a hurricane. Our mother earth is dying, can you feel her grieving? Without all of our trees, ain't none of us breathing. I put my prayers to the sky and my tobacco down. Life is a ceremony, so let the drums sound.
The future's real. written. I seen it, Bubba, you better listen. Stay sober, stay out of trouble, stay out of prison. They want us in jail in a cycle of bad decisions. They got us tripping and speaking like we straight out of Britain. There's power in the language and strength in tradition. Try speaking to the elders and you'll find out what is missing. The only way we get better is by knowledge of self. Until then, what good are we to anyone else? I took my ass from the hood and placed myself in the burbs. And the best part is I did it just by playing with words. But the thing is, gratitude is part of my path. You get what you give, trust me, this is universal math. My ancestors knew this and they carved it in stone. And I trust one day this wisdom here will carry me home. If we don't share the knowledge, then how do we grow? How do we know our true potential? How is it so? It goes. We need the fires from forefathers. All the lies seem to survive through the court jargon. You ain't my honor, I honor my ancestor proper. With tobacco, the spirits that can't spend the commas. Skabe, awesome, get your monitor. Gave us mush, kick, that's the anecdote. Mankind been overhunting the animals. Once they're gone, try overcoming the cannibals. Skabe, awesome, it's for all the brothers, all the sisters, the matriarchs, the fallen victims. Skabe, awesome, it's for all the children, the earth keepers, the birth givers, the songs are in them. Pull your drums out and let your soul speak. I sang a song last night, this what it told me. Kill the hate and make sure your family witness it. Then you show them all the reasons we're indigenous.
wants to fade to your regime.
Listen and chill to what I be speaking, cause what I gotta say to you right now is very intriguing. I'm talking about the ways of the Ojibwe people that seem to be leaving. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the seven teachings. So what are the seven teachings? Number one, respect. Respect is something that we seem to neglect, and if you take a look at the world, it's starting to have a big effect. So maybe we should all take a look in the mirror and put ourselves in check, cause the world could be a lot better place if we showed each other some more respect. Number two, truth. Truth is something that I should be spitting in the booth. Truth is something that could be easy to take or harder than your tooth. Truth is something that people claim they have all the way through the roof, but it's also something they forget about when they get caught in a coup. Truth is something that we gotta learn to express. It's gotta come through our hearts and our chests, not so much through our brains when we stress. Number three, wisdom. Wisdom is something you obtain when you sit down and listen. And to obtain it, some of my people went to college and some of my people went to prison. But to have wisdom is to know that you have a gift and a reason, and you maximize on it and utilize it all four seasons. Just know that you have a gift. Number four, honesty. Honestly, to be honest, it ain't like reading a book or learning Ebonics. It's kind of like learning how to be true, to hold, and to keep your promise. To be honest is to speak from your heart and to leave your head. And you pick apart the dark and don't speak when your vision is red. Number five, humility. Humility is to be humble. And to be humble is to keep it together when everything's seeming to crumble. Like you in the pitch black dark in the middle of a jungle. But when adversity comes your way, you're ready to rumble. And if you get knocked down, you get up again after you tumble. Cause there's been times in my life where people tried to belittle me. It was in those moments I had to express my humility. Number six, courage. To be courageous is to do the right thing when you have every opportunity to do what's wrong. So I gotta take the opportunity to say good things inside of my songs. I gotta talk about what's really real and what's really going on. But to be courageous is to do the right thing, and you pick apart the darkness to see the happiness the light brings. If you do what's right, you find your own light. And number seven, love. Love. It ain't always a white wedding and flying doves, but it's something we could express to each other because we have those feelings for the ones that are above. Love is something that I'm wishing to see. Love is something that the Creator gave to us unconditionally. Love is something as simple as saying, Gizage in, which means I love you, in Ojibwe Moen. Aho, the seven teachings.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio here on 90.7 FM, KBOO Portland.
the sea, like the root from the sea, to the green shoe, to the concrete, we all push, and we dance with winter dreams, she'll push me back to the sea. That's when I know. The stones holds them close, it makes them bones, flowing on the spines of memory to flow, to push, to read.
I dispel the lies of man and fry the hand that feeds me. This hell is just a scam, the God that I am believes me. Creator made the land, I am the land, so Mother Earth breeds me. Spider weaves the story, so the web of life reads me. I can spell out the glory, so I spell L-O-V-E. Elders to oral traditions, this is where it leads me. Seven generations, now my spirit can't fly freely. We keeping it real with a medicine wheel, better than suffering and other than. We can't heal better than my skin and my blood. I bleed so the wound of a show you my scar has sealed. We unifying our people as one. You the flying, the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me a baby, a daughter or son.
Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh grandma, teach me to weave like the good old. Grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. So grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
Quest love, I do it for those who detest love. Warrior status while the rest of us rest up. Come now, 100 years has come now, and somehow when people are still backing gun sounds, wake up to that fake stuff I'm bold with, that's so-ish. I'm social with that mad gab, my resistance is focused. The monument of existence isn't to be bought our soul, kids. The West was never one done to those who thought they stole it. You are not raving, that's not how story told it. That's not how stories journey, woven head unfolded. You can't ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can't ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it.
Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days.
Good old days. the east to the south, to the west, to the north, east to the south, to the west, to the north, from the east to the south, to the west, to the north.
Thank you. just up the road to the tattoo. Tell us that I know where that's at. Then drove for a couple of miles, and all of a sudden a detractor pulled a 45 from under his rock and told Chili to stop and get out of the truck. Chili agreed, but as soon as the truck stopped, the hitchhiker shot Chili in the right arm, nearly tearing it off. Then the hitchhiker threw Chili out of the truck and drove, and let Chili lead to death on the road.
Brothers and sisters are